She needs the Lord to continue to touch her. We've been seeing some improvement this week, and we're thankful for that, but still there's things we need the Lord to move for her. And we're praying for complete healing, and that God would just completely raise her up today. Amen. So would you remember Erica in prayer? Amen. It's good to have Sister Campbell with us today, but she's still in need of prayer. We need to remember her and Brother Campbell today in prayer, that the Lord would touch them. Amen. Remember James Winberry in prayer. James really needs the Lord to touch him. And he needs a miracle. He really needs a miracle. And he's got a tumor that's putting pressure on his spine. Tumor that's just causing all kinds of problems. And they don't know that they can operate successfully on that tumor. So he really needs the Lord to move for James and to touch his body. So let's pray for these needs this morning and pray for our service today, all right? Dear Lord Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord, God, that you'd come by today and touch Erica, Lord Jesus. God, we need you, Lord God. We need the hand of God, Lord, to come down and to touch her. Lord, we're praying for complete healing, Lord Jesus. God, that you'd lift her up. God, that you would give her healing today, Lord Jesus. God, keep her free from any and every infection, Lord. God, I pray that you continue to let her lungs improve and get stronger every day, Lord Jesus. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would touch her and give her healing today, Lord. Help Tim this morning, Lord, and encourage him. Give him strength, we pray, Lord Jesus. God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch Brother and Sister Campbell. God, give them healing, Lord Jesus. Give them strength today, Lord. God, I pray that you would touch Brother Campbell, Lord. God, that you would move for him today, Lord Jesus. God, touch Sister Campbell, Lord, as she continues to improve, Lord. Thank you for your touch. Lord, I ask you, God, to touch James Winberry. Touch his body today, Lord Jesus. God, I believe that you can do what doctors cannot do. God, what doctors do, Lord, will create side effects and has all kinds of negative implications. But Lord, I know the hand of God can bring healing, Lord, without a scar, without a side effect, without any negative implications, Lord. I know, God, that you're able to touch him today. We ask you to do it, Lord Jesus. God, move on this service this morning. Let the Spirit of God come by and let it touch us. Let the Holy Ghost come by and minister to us. We'll give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's sing this. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all.
thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Tell Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
$199.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Just hold to God's unchanging hand.
in to this world. Man, the things of this world, they matter so much to us. Man, we're worried about the physical things of life. We're worried about our jobs. We're worried about the things that are just so carnal and so worldly. Man, but all of this, if we let these things pull us down, we let it trouble us in our spirit, we let it get us depressed and discouraged and all worn out. Amen. But you know what? All of this is temporary, church. All of this is temporary. And we're letting the temporary things of this life pull us down and depress us and discourage us. Amen. Why don't you look your eyes up to heaven today and realize, amen, there's a God in heaven, amen, that's still looking down, that's never changed. Amen. That He's still in control today. Hallelujah. That's what really matters. Hallelujah. Thank God, amen, that He's in control this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Why don't you get a hold of God's unchanging hand? Amen. Things in life are going to fluctuate and change. But thank God, God never changes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's sing this verse 3 one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Oh, but seek to gain the heavenly treasure. Oh, they will never pass away. just going to obey the Lord this morning, if that's all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want Brother Brian and Sister Robin to come up, and we're going to have special prayer for them this morning. Amen. We not only want to pray for Erica, but we need to pray for Brother Brian and Sister Robin. Amen. Brother Tim, Lord, give them strength. Brother and Sister Terry, amen. They need the Lord to give them strength. I want them to stand right here. Some of you ladies, gather around Sister Robin. Some of you brothers, come. Gather around Brother Brian today, this morning. Amen. Let's pray for him.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Why don't you just come by and shake hands with Brother Brian and Sister Rob and let them know that you're praying for them and be an encouragement to them today, all right? Be an encouragement to them this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, just hold the God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's never-changing hand. Will the ropes of things turn on? Hold to God's unchanging hand.
Just going to preach to you for just a little bit this morning, all right? Hallelujah. Book of John, chapter 12. Hallelujah. 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 I need to ask you a personal question this morning. I hope you don't mind me getting personal with you. I want to know, does your Christianity smell? Amen. There's some Christians that stink. Ooh. John chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, and Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment, a spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Amen. Praise God. Does your Christianity smell? Man, think about smell and the sense of smell that you have. If Ruth fixes brownies in the house, I know it. The whole house smells like brownies. Remember when I was in Bible school at Free Gospel? Thursdays was liver and onion days. The whole campus smelled like liver and onions. There was never a day more than Thursday that I wanted to go home. Every Thursday. And it wasn't just, it was to get away from liver and onions. smell of homemade bread, baking in an oven. One of my favorites, chocolate chip cookies. Oh, whew, I love that. I love the smell of greasy tacos. There's something about a greasy taco that smells, makes the house smell good, right? You know, you could. It's amazing what you smell and how the smell affects you. It can excite you, like the smell of chocolate chip cookies, or it can sicken you, like the smell of liver and onions. You can do a lot of things. It can affect you in a lot of different ways. They say that the average human is able to recognize 10,000 different odors. Right. B.O. only being one of them. Right? But get this, a dog can smell 200,000 different odors. You're talking about living in a smelly world. The dog has it rough. Living it can smell 200,000 different odors. You ever wonder how they can train those dogs to select, to pick out drugs and to pick out, you know, to sniff out whatever, the trail of a missing child or something? They have the distinct ability to smell and differentiate between 200,000 different smells. They say that a little boy can create about 300,000 different smells. I believe that. They also say that a woman has a better sense of smell than a man. And I believe that. Sister Ruth has a much more keen sense of smell than I do. Much more keen. Do you smell that? No. Man, oh, that's horrible. Don't you smell that? That's horrible. I don't smell nothing. You men know what I'm talking about? Yeah, and usually you're the thing that she's smelling. Yeah. A woman has, but there's something about smell. And you know, they say that every individual, every person has their own unique smell. When I was in high school, I had a teacher. And before class, he would always be up in the teacher's lounge and he would smoke a cigar. And then he would come down the stairs and come to class. And the classroom was at the bottom of the stairs. He's always late, so we would stand at the door waiting for him to get there to open the door. You could smell him before he got there. That's the honest truth. You could smell his cigar and you knew he was coming. They say that everybody has a very unique smell. And they say that it is like a fingerprint for every one of us. The smell that we... Well, it's pretty sad, isn't it? But you know, but I think that if we think about that, every Christian has a smell. When we look at the Bible, we find that, you know, the Lord, He put a lot of emphasis on smell. From the very beginning in the book of Genesis, chapter 8, when Noah came off of the ark and Noah offered up a sacrifice before God, the Bible says that it was a sweet savor to the Lord. That the Lord smelled the sacrifice. That the Lord God smelled the sacrifice of Noah. If you read that, you'll find that not only did the Lord smell the sacrifice of Noah, but God found forgiveness and said he would no more judge the earth by water again and put the rainbow in the sky after he smelled the sacrifice of Noah. Somehow, you know, there was something about that sacrifice that intrigued God, that excited God, that stirred God. We go and you go on, you go into the book of Exodus and you find that the sacrifices were offered up in the temple. And the sacrifices were called a sweet smelling savor unto the Lord. And that sweet-smelling savor being offered up to God, the sin offering, a sweet-smelling savor under God. There was something about a soul crying out for forgiveness and offering up a sacrifice, begging for forgiveness, that excited God, that stirred God, that made God be moved with forgiveness and mercy upon the sinner and to forgive their sins.
There's something about that smell. You can also see in Exodus that God instituted the incense, the altar of incense, before the tabernacle of the Lord, before the Ark of the Covenant, that the incense was offered up before God. What was the purpose in that? It was a symbol of prayer and of worship and of glory to God, that praise. And it was through a smell, through an odor. It was not the smoke. It was the smell. Do you know smell can spread where a lot of other things cannot go, and where the eye cannot see, smell can reach into, right? An odor can reach where the eye can't see. A smell, an odor can reach to where the ear cannot hear. And all this praise and worship that was offered up before God, it's always been there. But it's more than just that. When you go into the book of Ephesians chapter 5, it refers to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ upon a cross as being that of a sweet-smelling sacrifice to the Lord. What Jesus did upon Calvary. When Jesus died upon a cross. When Jesus atoned for all man's sins, amen, it was a sweet smell to the Lord. Amen, that stirred the heart of God and excited God. Amen, to be moved with forgiveness for the world and for all mankind, and to bring forgiveness upon the world. The question I want to ask to you, and I only have a few minutes this morning, is this: does your Christianity smell? Does your Christian life offer up an odor before God? Does your Christian life, does it excite the Lord? Does your worship excite God? Does your prayer stir the heart of God? When was the last time that your worship, amen, was a sweet-smelling savor before God that stirred the heart of God? Is the life that you're living now a sacrifice, an offering up to the Lord as a sweet-smelling sacrifice? But first of all, I believe that our life can be a sweet smell to the Lord. Amen. By number one, by asking God to forgive us. He don't need forgiving. But ask God to forgive us. Amen. Asking Him for forgiveness is what will stir the heart of God. I think there's nothing that excites God more than when a sinner calls out to the Lord Jesus and says, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, forgive me of my transgression. Forgive me of my sin. God, forgive me of my error and my mistake. I believe that excites the heart of God. I believe that stirs God. Amen. I believe God says, that is a sweet smell. When we ask God for forgiveness. Amen. I think that when a heart is crying out to God saying, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. That stirs God. That stirs God. Hallelujah. Do you know that the fragrance industry in America, say there are over 8,000 different fragrances and perfumes available. Have you ever went to pick out perfume for your wife? How many of those things can you smell before you got a headache? It's like the first one, that smells good. Second one don't smell nearly as good. Third one, by the time you've smelled about 10 of them, your brain is about ready to flip a breaker saying, no more smells. I'm overloaded on smells. And it's ready to, you know, I did not notice, but if you're smelling all those fragrances and you're in a fragrance department, ask them for the coffee beans. You say, what? Yeah, most fragrance counters keep a jar of coffee beans behind the counter. You know why that is? Because coffee beans, when you smell those coffee beans, it cleans and it clears your head so that you can accept and smell the fragrances once again. And you can distinguish between each and every fragrance by smelling the coffee. And sometimes I think we need to wake up and smell the coffee. Amen. Realize, amen, that we need to offer up a fragrance unto the Lord each and every morning. Amen. And offer up a fragrance unto God. Lord, forgive me of my sin. And then I think another prayer that God likes to hear is a prayer of worship and praise. I believe it's a sweet-smelling sacrifice unto the Lord. Amen. When God loves to hear His children say, thank you, Jesus. God loves to hear His children say, thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you for providing. Thank you for moving in my life. Thank you for filling me with your Spirit. God loves to hear the praise of his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They say that out of all these fragrances, the musk fragrance, M-U-S-K, musk. Where does the musk come from? The musk fragrance? Maybe a muskie? I don't know. No, they say it comes from some elk in some far off place in the world somewhere that comes from some elk. Now go figure that, huh? Put a splash of that on your cheek. They say that the musk fragrance sells for a price of over $75,000 a kilo. Right out of a little over a pound. $75,000. Now, I'll tell you what, I broke the bank a couple of times and bought my wife some perfume. But $75,000? Can you imagine bringing that home? And saying, "Hun, look, I bought you a gift. It's fresh from an elk somewhere in some wild place somewhere. And it cost me only $75,000. Can you imagine? But I'll tell you, there is a smell that is much more valuable and much more precious. And that is the smell and the odor of God's saints lifting their hands and worshiping God and giving God the glory and saying, "Lord, thank you, God, for what you've done in my life." Amen. I think sometimes we don't raise enough odor. We don't raise an odor before God. We need to let Him know how much, amen, we love Him. Something else. Something else, because when you read in the book of 2 Corinthians, and then you read also in the book of Ephesians, in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, you'll find that God is stirred, and it is a sweet sacrifice when you serve other people. When you are being a blessing to somebody else, it is a sweet sacrifice and a sweet smell before God. Amen. That's what Christianity is all about. Amen. Not only should we ask God to forgive us, and God enjoys that, and we should worship the Lord, and we should give Him praise, but God takes joy, and it excites the heart of God, and it stirs the heart of God. When God's saints, amen, minister to one another, and they bless each other, and they encourage one another, and they sacrifice for each other, that stirs the heart of God as well. Amen. I believe that God wants us, amen, to raise a smell before Him. Amen. And by ministering to each other, and being a blessing to each and every one of us. Amen. It's not all about you. It's not all about you. But it's about serving others today. And helping others. There's a number of ways that you can do that. By being a help and a blessing to other people. Hallelujah. God can bless and touch your life. You know, there's a man by the name of Charles Weigel. He wrote the song, "No One Ever Cared For Me Like Jesus." I know we've all heard that song. One day he was walking in Pasadena, and he was walking by their famous rose garden that they have in Pasadena. And he was entranced by the rose garden, and so he went in and he took some time and he walked among the rose garden, and he spent time looking and admiring all the flowers, all the beautiful roses, and he was so affected by its beauty and so taken in by its beauty, and so he spent some time there, and then he left and he had to go to a meeting, and when he came into the meeting and he sat down in the meeting and he began to become involved in the meeting, the man that was sitting next to him turned to him and said, "Doctor, I know where you've been." "What do you mean? How do you know where I've been?" He said, "I know that you took a walk through the Pasadena Rose Garden, didn't you?" He said, "How do you know that?" He said, "Because I can still smell the odor of roses upon you when you walked in the room." Amen. I want us to know, and can we not raise a smell? Amen. By spending time with Jesus Christ. Amen. By being in the presence of God. Amen. Maybe you don't realize it, but I believe, amen, by getting in the presence of God and letting God touch our life and letting ourselves take time in His presence and draw close to Him. Amen. That when we leave this place, amen, people are stirred and excited, and they sense the fact that you have been with Jesus and you've been in the presence of an Almighty God. And I believe it
influences them and affects their life because you've been in the presence of an Almighty God. Amen. That's right. I can tell where sometimes where you've been. The alcoholic, you can tell he's been to the tavern by the smell of alcohol upon him. Right? You can tell somebody's been to the cheap smokes place because they smell like cigarettes when they come out, right? You can tell some people have been to McDonald's. McDonald's has a very unique smell. They come out and it's on their clothes, man. You can tell somebody just got through eating onions because you can catch the smell of onions upon them, right? You can tell that some people, where they've been, what they've been doing and their actions by the smell that you pick up from them. But let me tell you, we need to realize that when we're in the presence of God, amen, and we're in God's house, when we leave this place, there are people that will pick up on the fact, amen, that they know that we've been in the presence of God. They ought to realize and be able to tell, amen, by the odor that is coming from our life, amen, that we've been in the presence of an Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. I pray that God would help my life. Amen. To be a sweet-smelling savor. Amen. To everyone that I meet. Hallelujah. Would you stand with us this morning? Hallelujah. In this service this morning, I believe we could have opportunity. Amen. There's some people that look for every opportunity in the world to raise a stink. You know what? Stir up problems. Stir up bitterness. Talk about somebody. That's just raising a stink. Amen. But what I want to do today is I'd like to raise a sweet-smelling sacrifice before the Lord this morning. Let Him know, Lord Jesus, God, that I thank You, Lord God, for Your salvation. Say, Brother Brim, do you really believe that God takes note? I believe that God notices. And I believe the worship of God's people stirs the heart of God. Amen. It's as it is an odor that ascends up into heaven. Amen. And ascends into the nostrils of God. Amen. And it awakens and it stirs the heart of God. Amen. That He would want to pour out blessings and stir and touch our life this morning. If you don't know the Lord Jesus this morning, amen, let me tell you, you can stir the heart of God by saying, Lord God, would You come into my life? Lord, would You come into my heart? If you're feeling like, you know what, I need God to move on me, I need God to touch me, why don't you stir the heart of God by saying, Lord God, reach out to Him. Lord God, forgive me. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Save my soul, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, save me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, with our heads bowed right now. Hallelujah. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, amen, and you would like to ask Jesus into your heart this morning, amen, it would excite the heart of God for you just to say, God, would You forgive me? Why don't you just slip your hand up and say, Pastor, would you pray with me today that I could ask Jesus into my heart? Amen, would you slip your hand up this morning? Is there one that said, Lord, I need God in my life? I need God in my life. I need the Lord God to forgive me. I need forgiveness in my heart. Just slip your hand up and we're going to pray with you this morning. Anybody? Hallelujah. Amen. Church, wouldn't you love, amen, to be able to let God say, Bethel Chapel, amen, I sensed a sweet-smelling savor ascending from Your praise this morning. Amen. I believe it would stir the heart of God. Let's lift our hands and let's begin to worship Him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I worship You, God. I worship You, Jesus. Lord, I worship You today, Jesus. Hallelujah.